Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Sarah Gideon visited a South Portland solar power company today to unveil a broad set of climate policy goals she says she would pursue if elected over Republican incumbent Susan Collins. Fred Bever has more.
Gideon says the U.S. should be producing net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050, require utilities to increase the amount of carbon-free power they put on the electricity grid, and create a national conservation corps of young people working to respond to climate change. As Speaker of the Maine House, Gideon last year signed on to a bill that would have taxed bulk fossil fuel sales in Maine and used the proceeds to reduce Mainers' electricity bills. At the campaign press conference, she was asked whether she would support a carbon tax at the national level.
In terms of looking at the different ways, including carbon taxes, I know there are conversations about those out there. I'm not prepared to support one of those.
Does that mean you're against it?
It means I'm not prepared to support one of those.
Gideon said much the same about creating so-called cap-and-trade markets for carbon credits that polluters must buy. She did say she would support raising mileage requirements for automobiles, but did not have a specific number in mind. And Gideon says she's opposed to Central Maine Power's plan to bring hydroelectric power to the region via a transmission line through western Maine. She says she's seen no evidence that the project would actually reduce carbon emissions, as CMP claims. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.